Welcome to the Online Success Journey Podcast, your opportunity to discover and learn from entrepreneurs like yourself. This is not your typical podcast, but a place where you can get the real story and find out how real people encounter speed bumps and detours, but journey through to find success. Now, here's your host for the Online Success Journey Podcast, Patience.
Welcome to Online Success Journey. This is episode 162. Are you ready to join the clan? Today we have Jonathan Zygabowski, the founder of TB Show Podcast and the co-founder of Penge, Unlimited Graphic Design Service for Marketing Teams. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm fine. I know the clan is anxious to hear your story, so let's get started with the basics. Can you tell my clan a little bit about your background, about what you did before you started your online business?
Yeah, sure. So I'd say my career has been a lifelong journey between a lot of failure and very huge successes. And with that in mind, I originally started, the entrepreneurship career, so to speak, mowing lawns, which is very normal to most entrepreneurs at this point. But then I decided to get a real job, so to speak, by working for a company called Apple, and learned a lot by working in Apple, just about how to be a better leader and how to run a business and how to bring culture and add culture into an organization. And then I kind of just got really upset and really sad because I wasn't fulfilled. I'm sure a lot of people that are listening, your clan that are listening, they may be feeling unfulfilled by their job. And you know, I never ever suggest the route that I take because it is very risky and very difficult to kind of succeed. But I ended up quitting my job because I just felt that that was the best thing for me. And then, you know, about six years or so ago now, I started an online business. And 5 years later, a lot of failure, very moderate success, but the successes are huge because it moves me along and pushes me forward in order to keep doing what it is that I'm doing. And here we are with Penge, an unlimited graphic design membership, all at one flat monthly rate. And we're creating and reshaping the way that people think about design and how they're able to receive design for their and deliver design to their clients.
Wow. What a background and a journey. Okay. What is the most dangerous belief an online entrepreneur can have?
The belief that they know exactly who their target audience is. When we first started Penge, we had this like 100% guaranteed fact that startups would be the best possible client and the best possible member for Penge. And we went all in on that idea of startups being the number one target demographic for Penge. And boy, were we wrong. We were so wrong. We did startup events and spoke the startup language and just like so many other things. And what we realized is that startups, although they're great and they use Penge and they love Penge, we realized and stumbled across other target audiences that are much more that are better, not better, so to speak, but are more profitable for our business. We found that startups only stay a member anywhere between 1 to 3 months as a client, because they kind of get in what they get what they need and they leave because they either run out of capital or they just don't have a need. But we found that agencies and marketing teams and the print on demand community are needing us on a constant and a consistent basis. So that would be the biggest thing, is don't, just because you think that this target audience is the right choice doesn't mean that it is. And the only way to find that out and to confirm that 100% is to look at your data and to look at the data in a way where you see who your customers are, where they're coming from, how long they're staying, what it is that they're doing on your platform or your website or whatever it may be, and make strategic decisions about your business based off of that data.
I know you want to help business and startup and marketing agencies, but why do you do what you do?
You know, that is an amazing question that I probably didn't have an answer for probably 6 months or so ago. And when we launched Penji, our mission was to change the way people receive and think about design. Design is the single greatest differentiator in business. It separates you from your competition. It separates a low-quality brand to a upscale and high-quality brand. So I do what I do because of the team that I surround myself with. We have an amazing team here at Penji. We love to have fun. We love to work really hard. So I do it for them, most importantly. And I also do it in order to just help other people. I think if you look back at my career, a lot of what I do is finding ways to provide tools and value and just resources for the entrepreneurship community in order for them to achieve whatever it is that they want to achieve. I did that through my podcast, and now we're doing it through Penji. And so we want to be able to have people sign up, go on our website, sign up for the service, be able to receive the assets that they need in order for them to be successful at whatever it is that they do.
Okay, let's put man aside. How do you know you are successful?
You know, that is a very hard question. I don't think I'll ever know what that feels like. And I know that might be a little bit controversial to say, but I think that I will feel successful, at least moderately successful, when there is a consistent opportunity, either knocking at my door in my inbox or calling me on the phone or texting me or whatever it may be, a consistent trend of opportunities, whether that is an opportunity to help someone, whether that's an opportunity to speak, you know, on a podcast like yours, Patience, maybe it's an opportunity to travel the world and go to a foreign country and eat amazing food. Those are the opportunities that I live for. And so that to me is probably the time that I will feel the most successful. I get opportunities often, but it's one of those things where I'd love for it to just naturally be there in my inbox waiting for me, an overabundance of that.
Can anyone be an entrepreneur, or are some people more cut out for it than others?
I would say that everybody cannot be an entrepreneur. I think there's this false sense of an ideology that you need to start a business in order to be cool nowadays. Entrepreneurship is sexy right now. The word is just, it's fun to say that you're an entrepreneur. It's fun to say that you're struggling it's fun to say that you're hustling, whatever those keywords are. I think it's complete crap, personally, and I don't think that everybody can be an entrepreneur. I think anybody can start a business, but I think that it's very difficult to run a successful business. That requires a mindset that is very, very, very special and very unique. And I'm not trying to say that I'm special by any means, because I do have a lot of flaws, but I have this dire need to just constantly move forward and change the way of thinking and challenge the world, so to speak. And I think that comes from a very particular type of individual, maybe a narcissist, maybe an absolute insane person like myself, but it requires that special mindset that it's built within, you know, it's something that's you're born with. And that's just my opinion.
What have you learned from business as a whole?
Business as a whole, I'd say that I learned to get out of your own way. I think for the most part, ego is such an amazing thing that can control you and define you, because you're constantly thinking about yourself. You're constantly putting yourself in front of other people. The list goes on and on. So I'd say the thing that I learned was just finding a way to put your ego out the door. Don't let it get in the way, and just let other people do what they do best, because that's why you hired them. That's why they're here. That's why you gave them a job, in order to do these things that you can't.
Do you have coaches or mentors in your own business?
As much as I probably should say yes to this, I don't. And that could be a downfall, or it could be, a positive. Now that I say it, we do have mentors, we do have advisors, but not necessarily like a hired coach, so to speak. But we do have a set of advisors that advises Penji on its growth. We strategically have talked to our advisors, so they're vetted and that they've lived the entrepreneurship game for a while. But they're also successful tech founders. So I wouldn't say like a coach that we've hired, but definitely have advisors.
What is the most valuable thing your advisors has told you?
I'd say the one thing, it was more so a question, and the question fundamentally changed the way that we would think, is if I gave you a dollar, where would you invest that dollar into your business? And it's such a simple question, because like if I were to ask you, patients, that question, you don't have to answer if you don't want to. But if I were to ask that question, if I were to give you a dollar, what would you do, right? So hold on, before you do, you immediately have an answer, right? Like you probably immediately are like, boom, I know exactly what to do, because that's what I did too. I immediately had an answer to that question. But when I actually thought about the answer, I was so wrong. You know, I was absolutely wrong in the way that I answered it. And I was like, yeah, you know, we can invest, 25 cents in this and 50 cents in that and 60, whatever it is, or you know what? No, I'll change it. We'll do a dollar and we'll put it all on this. And the way that you think, you might think you have the perfect answer, but that answer takes months, weeks, years in order to answer properly.
Wow. So if you have a dollar, how do you invest it?
Yeah. So we are an online business. So I wish I could do a whole dollar, but I would say it'd be 50-50. You know, it would be like 50 cents in advertisements, and then 50 cents in building a stronger referral base on Penji, because word of mouth is so important. Having people talk about you and share your story and share their experience on Penji is so critical. It's so vital. It's so powerful. And then advertisements are something, any way that you can get in front of your target audience, whether it's podcasts like this or an advertisement, whatever it is, it's so strong. So I would say it'd be a 50-50 split.
Challenge me, because for my answer was going to be I'll get my whole dollar and invest it in myself. Education, in education, learning what I had to do with the business, so investing it in myself.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. It takes years then. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is one thing that has contributed to your success?
What's the one thing that contributed to my success? I'd say just understanding and being self-aware, knowing who I am. I think knowing my strengths and weaknesses are really, really powerful, because it allows you to grow. You know, it allows you to, as you said, investing in yourself. I think that is the one thing that would be my answer.
What is one thing no one knows about you?
I would say that I'm really nerdy. I kind of look like the people that are listening. It's when I look like a jock. You know, I'm 6'2", almost, I'd say 190 something pounds. I look very jockish. So you would think that I'm like this like meathead, so to speak, but I am such a nerd. It is unbelievable. I love reading comics. I love learning about new things. I love cooking. I love wine. I love learning about wine. I currently have a. Have you seen Avengers at all, Patience? No. The Avengers is like a comic book thing, and I have like an Infinity Gauntlet that I wear from time to time in business meetings. I'm also a huge fan of wrestling, WWE. So yeah, there's a lot. I'm a huge nerd.
How did you obtain 200 customers in 3 months?
Yeah, so I mean that is a very lengthy question, a very lengthy answer. Excuse me. I would say it's doing something that is completely unscalable. And when we first started, we kind of just said, well, we need to get customers. We need to get customers fast. And we put ourselves out there and we said, hey, if we build this, will you buy it? And we surveyed close to 150 something people and got an overwhelming majority of responses saying, yes, if you build this, we will buy it. And so that was like our first group of customers, that first base. And then we kind of used the money in order to fuel other areas of the business, whether it's press, whether it's internal structure, advertisements, a combination of all of those things, but not necessarily having a plan. Now, that was a good thing and a bad thing. It got us to grow really fast. But now once you hit that mark, that 200 mark or that 100 mark, whatever it is that's within your business, you have this glass ceiling that you have to break. And so now that we're growing even further, we're much better off than what we were, say, 6 months or so ago. But now we have we're in the process of scaling and really amping everything up to the maximum. But we wouldn't have been able to do that if we didn't learn the mistakes that we made very early on in the business.
How did you overcome the disease of being a terrible leader?
Oh yeah, it's definitely a disease. I mean, I think it's just one of those things where you have to look at like what the problems are in the business and how did they get there? Because most of the times we have 30 people now at Penji, and so as a leader, you have to look at like, well, what is the output all happening? Are the teams communicating directly? Is there a process? Is there a system? And the way I operate is I kind of just put the blame on myself and I blame me and I say, I'm the reason why. And it's not because of the employee or it's not because of the team member's fault. It's because of the decisions that you've made in the past. Maybe it was that one day where you didn't send that email that you could have, or maybe it was that one day 6 months ago where you didn't spend 100% of your time and dedication on writing the perfect email script, or whatever it may be. Every time that you invest in something today, there is an opportunity and possibility that you could receive the repercussions of it tomorrow. So now, after realizing that, I am far more prepared and far more organized than ever before. And so if anybody wants to know anything about the business, I'll be able to just look at one little thing because I know where it is and I know how it looks and how it operates. And I can give you a projection of the next 6 months to a year of what we believe Penji is going to be. And I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't fix the cure of leaders. So to me, a leader is somebody that is one vocal, but understands the business inside and out and has a process and a system and it's a mathematical equation or to keep the business moving forward.
Okay, let's talk about Penji and who's Penji for.
Yeah, so Penji is for agencies, internal marketing teams, startups/small businesses, and then the print on demand community, which print on demand is t-shirt designs. So t-shirt designs and like swag, if you could speak. So a lot of companies need swag designed based off of their brand. So we work with a lot of companies within that space.
Where can we find it and how can we get in contact with you?
Sure. So you can head over to penji.co and you can just go on the website and contact us there. And if you have any direct questions, if you really like what it is that I'm trying to, what I'm saying and what it is that I believe in, feel free to email me directly, Jonathan@penji.co. And my name is spelled J-O-H NATHAN at penji.co.
Thanks for sharing. So, Clan, there will be more from Jonathan in a moment. If you are listening on one of the many podcast platforms rather than my website and you are encouraged by Jonathan's journey, go to Online Success Journey for a bonus portion of the interview. The Online Success Journey is a wonderful membership community built for people searching for the path to success. We are one big clan and you can be part of this community for free. Once you have joined the clan, click on part two of Jonathan's journey or over 100 other journeys that are available and learn how you can find the right path for your own online success. That's a wrap, clan. Remember, success is a journey. Patience and Jonathan.
This is not the end of the journey. We hope you've enjoyed listening to part one and want to be sure you know there is a second part to this and every journey podcast at onlinesuccessjourney.com, filled with even more success tips, uplifting stories, and even a bit of fun. There are dozens of episodes only available to the members of the Online Success Journey clan. Check out the website and click on Join the Clan for more information. Patience would like to thank you for listening to this podcast, and she has a free audio gift for you at her website. Go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for instant access to this gift. Of course, you know that listening to the journeys of others helps each of us chart our own path, so make sure you're subscribed to be notified as each new interview is posted. There are so many ways to stay connected to the Online Success Journey and to listen in. And if you're enjoying the podcast, we appreciate your help in telling others. One of the best ways to share the benefit you get is to rate and review it at Stitcher and other sites by clicking the stars or completing the ratings form, by clicking thumbs up and leaving a comment on YouTube, or liking and sharing the podcast on social media. To review the podcast within iTunes, simply open iTunes to the podcast, click on Ratings and Reviews, then write a review. On behalf of Patience and until next time, thanks once more for listening. It is our hope that this podcast will guide you on your own online success journey.